Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. I've taken a couple of weeks off, and of course, I've been filled in for by my friend and colleague, Becky Baker, who's done an admirable job talking with women about science over the last few weeks. I just got back from the American Astronomical Society meeting in Denver, Colorado. I'm a condensed matter physicist, so you might wonder why I would go there, but I happen to be interested in something called laboratory astrophysics, where people do astrophysical work in the laboratory. Condensed matter stuff is what I'm interested in. So I went there because there was a group talking about those sorts of things. But I was struck by one particular thing. As a department head in a physics, astronomy, material science department for the last 13 years, I've noted that, of course, there's always been a dearth of female scientists within our department. Inside the sciences in general, biology is doing reasonably well. We've talked about that quite a while, but physics, astronomy, and material science has always lagged somewhat behind. One of the things I definitely noticed last week in Denver was that within astronomy, there seems to be some great gains being made as to the inclusion and the participation of females in the scientific endeavor. I was really struck by that. I wanted to note a few things. If you go to one of these conferences, there's a whole bunch of talks that might be 15 minutes or so in length, and then there'll be these other lectures, perhaps a plenary lecture or something like that, that might go as long as something like 45 minutes to an hour. And if somebody's invited to give one of those, there's a good reason for it. Either they're a noted scientist in the field, they're winning some sort of a prize. It's hard to say exactly why. But a number of these, and we're going to talk about each one of them briefly, were given by female scientists. It was quite striking, and it was very, very nice. I just noticed how many women there were at this conference, all doing astrophysics. So, for example, there's something called the Kavli Institute, Kavli Foundation, and they give an actual prize associated with a lecture, and that was given by Deborah Fisher. She does exoplanet research, and she talked about exoplanets and actually the detection, possible detection in the near future of exo-Earths. There was a plenary lecture given by Dr. Allison Coyle. She talked about galaxies. She talked about the variety of galaxies and all sorts of things you could learn about galactic structure. There was a plenary lecture given by Gertina Besla, and Gertina talked about what's called the local group, which is a group of galaxies that are actually close to our own, and talked a great deal about the physics associated with that. There was something called the George Ellery Hale Prize Lecture, which is a fairly prestigious prize given by the astronomy group, and that was given to Sarbani Basu. She is an astrophysicist who deals with astroseismology, looking into the interior of stars through the study of their vibrations. We have a physicist here, an astrophysicist, Michael Reed, who actually does experimental work based on that. She's doing more modeling and computer simulation, considered to be a noted scientist in that field. She gave a very good talk. And there was another plenary lecture that was given by Julie Comerford on black holes. So this was all over the map, all the way from cosmology, black holes, this kind of crazy things that you read about, that you know that Stephen Hawking worked on while he was alive, all the way down to planetary systems, exoplanets, planets going around other stars, and even the possibility of exo-Earths. It was just exciting to be there, and it was really great to see how astrophysics seems to have surmounted whatever this barrier might be to getting women involved in the endeavors of physics. Whereas in condensed matter physics and some other areas in physics, we haven't seemed to find our way to convince women to go into the field. I'm not sure what it is that astrophysics does, or whether they do anything, or whether there's just some sort of an attraction because of this dominant way of looking up at the stars and somehow being struck by how important they are in our lives, or how they inspire us to reach out and study. But what I'd like to encourage is, I like to encourage people that are listening to talk to women that they know who are strong in mathematics, who are interested in science, who even at a very young age might show interest in these sorts of things, and mention to them that these kinds of options are out there, that they can go into a field like astronomy or physics, that they can find a job. There's many job opportunities in physics and in astrophysics, and that they can do things that are exciting, that can become more than just a job or career, but can become almost a lifestyle choice. I hope that people encourage the women that they know, young or old, to think about pursuing something like physics in their own future. I was struck by it last week, and I hope people are interested in it enough to consider it as a possible major at Missouri State University. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.